The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw, and he believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as I said to you at the beginning of Mass this morning, this would normally be a great day in our parish. The church would be packed, and there would be a tangible sense of joy. I hope that each one of you watching this Mass this morning have some little bit of joy, maybe not the usual joy you would have on Easter Sunday, but nevertheless, hopefully you are joyful. That's how I feel today, thank God. And so it's a great feast, the feast of Easter. It's the feast of feasts, so to speak. Many Christians think Christmas is more important, but seriously, in Christmas, we have the seeds of the resurrection, because if God could become human in the flesh of Jesus, then there is no reason why God could not raise Jesus from the dead. And so I want you maybe for a few moments this morning to look at the resurrection in a totally different way, and the way maybe we ought to look at it from now on. And this is very, very important. Normally on Easter Sunday, we concentrate on Jesus and the raising of Jesus from the dead. But, you know, it's not just about Jesus. I don't know if you know or not, but in the Eastern Orthodox Church, Easter Sunday will be celebrated next Sunday, and it will be a totally different celebration from what we normally do in our church, in the Western Church. And in the year 1054, the body of Christians divided into the East and the West. So I want to, insofar as I can, to paint a picture of how to celebrate Easter in the Eastern Church. And so, if you, and also sometime today, I'd like you to look up an icon. If you look at the web and put in icon, I-K-O-N, of the Eastern, of the resurrection in the Eastern Church, hopefully you'll see what I'm talking about this morning. And in the Eastern Church is not only Jesus rising from the dead, but it's all people. And so the picture of the icon or the art of the resurrection in the Eastern Church is Jesus standing over the gates of hell. And there's loads of people all around him. And he's pulling them out of hell, so to speak. Now, in the Apostles' Creed, for years and years and years, you have been saying, he was crucified, died and was buried, and descended into hell. And many of us never thought, what does that mean? Jesus descended into hell. Well, hell, another word for hell is Hades, H-A-D-E-S. And Hades was the god of death. And Jesus went to the place of the dead and brought them all from the place of the dead to be with him. I hope you get the picture. And if you look at an icon of the resurrection in the Eastern Church, you will see that there are bolts and chains and various things scattered all over the place. A total freeing, loosing for all of us. So not only did Jesus rise from the dead, we all rose from the dead. And down at the very bottom of Jesus' feet is the figure or the skeleton of Hades. We normally call Hades the devil, and he's still bound in chains. And in the Eastern Church, on the celebration of Easter, everybody has a lighted candle. And they shout out, Jesus is risen, Jesus is risen, and we have risen with him. That's the message. That's the real message of Easter. We have risen too. Now let's pause and think about that for a moment. All of us at the moment are going through a very difficult time. We're in the middle of a pandemic. People are dying. Many people are dying. And maybe some of you at home, you've lost a dear one. Maybe a member of your family or a close friend. And that's sad. That's sad. But if we look at all the crucifixions, all the suffering, all the torture, all the starvation in the world, if that is all, then we've every right to be angry, to be depressed, to be cynical. And unfortunately, in our culture today, many, many people are angry and cynical. See no hope. But Jesus is our hope. Why do I say that? Jesus is our hope. There's a wonderful book written by Richard Rohr, The Universal Christ. And in that book, there's a magnificent phrase that Rohr uses. And it is this: Christ is another name for everything. I repeat that. Christ is another name for everything. So he is. Because from the time of his conception to the time of his death on the cross, Christ went through everything. Pain, suffering, rejection, despondency, and ultimately a horrible death on the cross. And isn't that the way of life? There's no human being who does not go through things like that. No human being. And unfortunately, in our church, in the Western church, we never saw it from that point of view. We saw Easter Sunday as Jesus being raised from the dead. But we didn't realize it was about us too. I think it was in the year, two years ago, in 2018, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, was doing an interview. And somebody said to him, or the person interviewing said to him, "Holy Father, do you believe in hell?" And the Pope's answer, which shocked all the conservative Catholics throughout the world, "Don't believe in hell. There is no hell. Jesus is the overcoming of hell. Jesus is the death of hell, the death of death." Interesting. We were brought up to believe that if we didn't do this, and we did that, or we did the other thing, we'd be cast into hell. Read the scriptures. That doesn't come true in the scriptures. And that's why we say Easter is the feast of feasts. And so today, as you go through this pandemic and you're all locked up, and for some of us and for some of you, life can be very, very difficult. You're maybe living in a family, or you're living in very close confinement, and after a while, you know, we're in now to, I think, our fourth week or fifth week, I'm beginning to forget time. I don't even know what day it is. When I woke up this morning, I thought it was Monday, but then I realized it was Sunday, so I better get out of bed and prepare myself for Mass. That's how it is at the moment. And so I've also got something extra to share with you today. And I can verify everything I told you this morning, because today is a very special day for me. Today I become an octogenarian. And I don't know where all the years have gone, but they have gone. But when I look back on those years, my heart is full of gratitude. Not because I won the lottery, or not because I had great success, but I thank God every day of my life for the many blessings He gave me. But each and every one of those major blessings were brought about through suffering and pain. Through suffering and pain. And I too had difficult times in my life, just as you had. And I thank God for those, because when I look back on those times and getting through them, we all have breakdowns in our life, but very often a breakdown can become a breakthrough. Never forget that. Breakdown can become a breakthrough. I've experienced it in my life, not just once, but many times. And so as I reach the age of 80, I have nothing but gratitude in my heart. I feel blessed, and I cannot thank God enough. It's a lovely time of life. So those of you at home who are worried about getting old, it's a great time, believe me, because you're free from worrying about yourself or worrying about what people think about you,
You can be free. You can just be yourself, which is what God wants you to be. So growing old hopefully brings about a transformation. And that's what we have to do with our suffering and our pain. There is no resurrection without pain. Hopefully you have found that in your life. So having said that, I wish you all a very, very happy, a very joyful Easter. And while things at the moment are bad, all will be well. In the end, all will be all right. And I know that all of us will come out of this much better people. I don't want to go back to normal, and I hope you don't. Because normal before wasn't the best of ways, wasn't the best of things. Hopefully we'll go back to a new normal, when each of us will appreciate one another more. We'll have more love in our hearts. We'll have more gratitude. That's a very important thing, to be grateful. We'll have more appreciation of life. I know that will be the case. So God bless you and take care.